route, boy, the other day, and Wednesday, as a matter of fact. Boy, and something happened, boy, and man, I was out there. Anyway, I guess I have to tell you how it come about. I got up Wednesday, and I got ready for work, just like I always do, Brother Teddy, man. I was going to work. Man, I felt something on my toe. Not my baby toe, not my little pinky toe, but the one next to my pinky toe. Kind of aggravating, you know, I kind of did that, thought, man, there's something there, you know, kind of mashing on, didn't think nothing about it. Went on, you know, banged it up against the car, you know, trying to get it rearranged. Oh, man, I know y'all ain't never done nothing like that, have you? Man, I got to work, and it's still kind of just like, what, you know, what, just so I can feel something there. Man, I said, okay, let's just do this. I just pull my socks up tighter. Man, I was going on through the day, and man, all of a sudden, man, just I could feel it there, man. I'd stomp my foot. Finally got everything done, got in my LLV, man, got my mail loaded up. Here we go, going down the road, man. I was getting in and out, had a lot of packages, a lot of certified, a lot of walking around that day. Man, that toe got to hurt. I mean, right on the top of it, just back just a little ways from my toenail. Man, it just got to hurt. I mean, it just kept hurting and it kept hurting. I thought, Lord have mercy, what in the world is wrong with my shoe? Man, and finally, man, I was about halfway through my route. I was getting out delivering packages. I was hollering. I'm not kidding you. Man, that thing got to hurting me so bad. I thought, Lord have mercy, when I get home, I'm going to throw these shoes slapped in the trash can. Man, and I come back in the truck, man, I mean, it's getting worse. I mean, that there time if I take a step, man, it's just like somebody took a knife and cut it off. Boy, and I was hopping along there. Man, I mean, I got in my truck. Man, I went to mash the gas, the thing hurt. Put on the brake, it hurt. Had to get out down the street just a little further, hobble back up to another door. I thought, good Lord, mercy, man, if something don't happen, I'm going to be crippled. Hey, man, I'll be disabled all because my toe next to my pinky toe hurt. Amen. I mean, boy, I couldn't do nothing, man. I was just hobbling along. Boy, and all of a sudden, I mean, this bright idea come in my mind. I said, take that shoe off and see what in the world is wrong with it. Amen. I did. Man, there wasn't nothing wrong with that shoe. Man, I rubbed my hand up through yonder right quick, and I spilled it off under there. I said, man, that thing don't feel like nothing's wrong with it. Took my hand, I run it down on the top of that toe. Woo! Boy, did it hurt. There was something in that sock.
Right.
You hear me? There was something in that sock. Man, I snatched that sock off, turned it wrong side out, and there's just a, right there where it sewed together. Run my hand down in my pocket, pulled out my pocket knife.
Amen.
I grabbed that little thread ball. Man, I just twisted it up real good, grabbed the sock, pulled it down like that, got that thing ready, put that knife on there, you know, like that, cut it off, Brandon. Cut that little thread ball right off. Wrote it down.
Yes, sir.
Litter. Turned that sock right side out. I put it right back on. I said,
yeah.
Put that shoe on, man. Tom, I tied it tight. I said, got the wind in that toe. I said, woo. Y'all think I'm lying. I'm telling you the truth. I said, praise God.
Amen.
Man, I wiggled that toe. I picked that foot up, done it like that.
Yeah.
Sitting right there in that elevator, I said, hallelujah. I said, glory to God, that feels good.
Yeah.
miserable. I said, Lord, I cannot believe something that small would absolutely cripple me up and make me disabled. I can't believe something that small hurt me that bad. I can't believe something that small took all my attention and all my effort to get rid of. I can't believe something that small just engulfed my life. Hello? Just a little bitty piece of thread string sticking down with a little bit of fabric wadded up in it. And buddy just sitting on top of that toe, not bothering nobody, not aggravating nobody, just sitting there, just putting pressure on that toe where that shoe was wrapped around it. Somebody say amen. And just sitting there, causing me such pain, such grief, such agony. Boy, at about that time, thought hit me, said a little leaven, a leaven at the whole body. Somebody say amen. A little bit of leaven, it don't take much sin in your life to get you mixed up and get you messed up. Just a little bit that's undealt with. Just a little bit that you think ain't going to bother you. Just a little bit right there will absolutely ruin your life. Amen. Luke chapter number 3. Chapter number 12. Luke chapter number 12. Bible says this. Well, I begin to think about that, boy. I begin to think about that leaven. When you're reading the Bible and it starts talking about leaven, it's talking about sin.
Right.
Amen. Got to get an understanding of this.
Yeah.
What the Lord tried to show me.
Go ahead.
Just a little bit of sin in our life will absolutely destroy our life if we don't get rid of it.
Amen.
There ain't no easy way to deal with sin. Ain't no shortcut to deal with it. Bless God, when sin starts to pop up in your life, you got to get rid of it. You got to cut it out. And here's what will cut it out. The Word of God, it'll always cut the sin out of your life if you'll let it and you'll apply it to the infected area. Somebody say
amen.
Am I talking right? Amen. Man, I read this scripture. We got some other scriptures we're going to go to. Luke chapter 12, verse number 1 says this. In the meantime, when they were gathered together, an innumerable multitude of people, insomuch that they trod one upon another. Somebody say amen. He began to say unto his disciples, first of all, beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Hello? Well, I begin to think about how people trod on one another. Somebody say amen. You know what that word means? It means to trample down, to reject with disdain, or that is scorn or despise, or to trample down, or to tread down, or underfoot. But I'm telling you what, there's people in the house of God, there's people in this world that'll trample you down, they'll tread all over you, they'll try their best to keep you down, they'll try their best to ruin your life, they'll try their best to ruin your relationship with the Lord. Walk on each other. Hello. And what did Jesus tell them? He said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. You know what hypocrisy is? An actor under an assumed character. To act under a false part. To be a deceit. Dissimulation, and that means dissemble or disguise. To render temporarily unrecognizable. And to misrepresent. There's folks in the house of God misrepresenting. There's folks in the house of God wearing disguises. Hello. There's folks in the house of God, they'll act one way on Sunday. Down at the house of God, they'll act some other way on Monday morning on their job. And they'll stand up on their job and tell folks, yeah, they go to church. I tell you, you've got leaven in your life. sin will ruin your life. It'll ruin your testimony. Am I talking right? Amen. Oh, it's going to be a little different this morning, ain't it? Brother Tracy, we want one of them good shouting messages. Tells us how good we are. We want one of them, Brother Tracy, tells us how good God is. Okay, God's good. Amen. You got it. God's also a jealous God. The Bible says he's a God of wrath. Somebody say amen. And God don't dwell around sin. Somebody say God don't like sin. God hates sin. God despises sin. He don't want sin in his children's life. He wants his children to clean up. He said if you're without chastisement, then you bastards are not sons. He said God chastens those that he loves. My God, if you've got a little leaven in your life, a little sin in your life, God's sending you a message this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Time to get rid of the leaven. Because it'll continue to rub your little toe unless you get rid of it. You will become disabled if you ain't careful. He said, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Go to Matthew chapter number 13, verse number 33. Another parable spake he unto them. Kingdom of heaven is likened unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal till the whole was leavened. Are you hearing that? I'm telling you right now, you can't hide sin. You know what leaven does? Leaven ferments. Leaven is as if boiling up. Leaven makes it to expand. Somebody say amen. I'm telling you right now, sin will just pop up on you. But it's sin when it starts to creep in your life. It ain't going to just show up in a big old bag. Somebody say amen. It'll start being something little in a piece of bread ball. Somebody say amen. But you're grabbing on your little toe, and you think it ain't going to cause no problem. Can't nobody see it, preacher. Got to shoot. Sounds about right. Amen. Lying devil. Hello. 1 Corinthians chapter number 5. It's time for some of us just face the truth. Got a little leaven in our life.
Amen.
Lord said, I cut that out, man. I was sitting there. I cannot believe something that small caused me that much pain. Something that challenged. Something that little.
Oh, yeah.
Something, Lord, I just can't believe that.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, a little leaven.
Yeah,
leaven it the whole month.
Yeah, right.
Hello. Amen. Don't take a whole lot.
Right, yes, sir.
Yeah, it means just a little bit of sin start creeping in your home.
Right.
Somebody shout right there.
Right.
Y'all ain't going to love me that much this morning, I can tell. 1 Corinthians chapter number 5 says this. It is reported commonly that there is fornication among you, and such fornication as is not so much as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife. Now, don't need to cover a whole lot on fornication, except to say this. If you ain't married, y'all not be sleeping with nobody. Amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
That's what it means. That's what it covers. Amen. And if you're married to somebody, y'all not be sleeping with somebody else. That's adultery. Amen. Am I talking right? Jesus went so far to say, y'all not look on another woman and lust after. Well, you've committed fornication in your heart or adultery in your heart. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Am I talking right?
Amen.
Amen. And Brother Tracy says this. Oh, Lord. You ought not put it out there for everybody to see. Hallelujah. But Brother Tracy, shame on you, you Jezebel. You tried. She knocked all over. She told on her. She said, I just want you to know.
Amen.
We was eating and we just about had to stop eating. She finally moved on. Thank God. A little bit of leaven the whole lump.
Amen.
Amen. Wish I'd know where she went to church and knew her pastor. Amen.
Amen.
He says, "Poor common among you, that there's fornication among you, and such fornication as is not as so much as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife, and ye are puffed up." Uh-oh. Let me finish reading this verse before I get started on it. "And ye are puffed up, and have not rather mourned that he that hath done this deed might be taken away from among you." It's amazing. It's amazing how we like to deal with sin in everybody else's family. It's amazing how preachers like to deal with sin going on down in somebody else's church. It's amazing how we like to look and point out everybody else's fault. But like when it's at home, when it's our family, when it's somebody we know and we love and we like, oh, it's okay. Just a little old piece of ball of thread. Just sitting there on that little toe. Which toe is that? What do you call that toe? Huh? Next door to the pinky toe? Huh? This little piggy went to market. What do you call it? Amen. Which little piggy is it? One that had none, one that stayed home. Huh? I don't know what you call it. Anyway, I just call it the little toe next to the pinky toe. Amen. They know what I'm talking about. He said, you puffed up, you inflated. You done got pride in your life. You can't deal with sin in your home because you won't deal with sin in you. Amen. We won't deal with sin down at the house of God because we won't deal with it at home. Amen. I'm telling you right now, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lot. Little leaven just come in there and start sprouting up. Are you hearing me? Think we can hide it. The lady thought she had it hidden to 3 measures of milk. Are you hearing me? But all 3 of them became leaven. Am I talking right? He said, for I, verse number 3, verily, now this is what you got to get right here. Brother Tracy, you shouldn't judge. Hey, some things I don't have to judge. I got scripture for it. Let me read it. For I verily, as absent in body, but present in spirit, have judged already, as though I were present concerning him that hath so done this deed. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when ye are gathered together in my spirit, with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, to deliver such a one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. What he said? Bless God, there are some things, even though I don't have to see the act to know that it's wrong. There are some things, if you're doing them, you ain't got to ask if they're wrong. You know how I know? Because if you did that, if you thought it was right, you wouldn't be sneaking around.
Right.
everybody say somebody doing something wrong, living in sin. Uh-oh, look out. Shacking up is a sin. Somebody say amen. Amen. You know I'm telling the right. Amen. Amen. Interracial marriage is wrong. Amen. Oh, I know they don't want to preach that no more. They don't want to teach that no more because they call you a racist. I'm not no racist. Amen. Read the last chapter of the book of Nehemiah. Tell me what you get out of it. Well, you know, it's just an alternative lifestyle. I was born this way. You weren't born that way, son. God didn't make no mistakes. Homosexual lifestyle is an abomination to God. Read over in the book of Romans, you'll find it. Don't have to see these things to know they're wrong. And I'm not judging somebody's in that lifestyle. They're in sin. I'm not judging. And what did he say? He said, your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Brother Tracy, I'm just, you know, I'm just allowing just a little bit of sin in. Just a little bit of leaven. Just a little. He didn't say a bunch of leaven, did he? Just a little bit of rebellion. Hello. Just a little bit of lazy.
Come on. Right.
Just a little bit of slackness.
That's right. Go ahead.
Yeah, I used to go to everything, but you know, now we just got a thing to do them.
Right. Come on. Right.
Trust me, that'll bleed over to something else.
Yeah. Right. Right. Sorry.
Right. Oh, look out, lazy Christian.
Come on. Right. Go ahead.
Just a little, lazy.
Go ahead.
Just a little unconcerned. Come on. You know? Just a little malice and anger.
Great.
Hello.
Great.
I just got a little backbite.
Right.
I just gossip.
Come on. Right.
Just a little leaven. It's going to lead to more. It's going to contaminate the rest of the world.
Right.
It's going to infect. Hello.
Right.
Am I talking right? It will disable you. That word disable means to make incapable or unfit. Hello. He who lays his hands to the plow.
Right,
we're talking about it. And looking back is unfit. Am I talking right?
Right.
Am I telling you right? Yes, we think just because we got our hand in the plow and we just got a little leaven in our life.
That's right.
And we wonder why people don't shout when we preach.
That's right.
Or when we testify. Man, I tell you what. And then I'm not throwing any stones. Please don't misunderstand this. Man, I wish all of y'all could have been here Wednesday night. Man, everybody that testified doesn't get, but man, they were some. They were some testimonies here. So powerful. Oh, man, I wish y'all could have heard them. I mean, they were some boy that got up and testified. Man, the power of God all over them. I mean, man, you could just feel it. Are you hearing me?
Amen, right.
Amen. I mean, they were some boy that just really, and everybody doing good. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm telling you, man. Like, I ain't even going to call no names. No, I'm going to call one name. He ain't here. He's not a member of this church. He visits a lot.
Amen.
Really, every Wednesday night.
Right.
And, who's here? Wednesday night. Brother Luther. I mean, I may not know. It's right back there. That's where Brother Robert's sitting. Black.
Right.
What he had to say about our church.
Amen, Brother.
And he goes, he don't just come here. And his wife was with him.
Amen.
This church. It'll make you glad to be a part of this church.
Amen.
That people that come in can see a difference in this church.
Amen, Brother
Prince. Amen. And all the other churches he's been to.
Yep.
You know what
I'm saying? Right.
Boy, it ought to get you excited about your church.
Amen.
And how we present ourselves. That's
right.
Ought to get us excited about getting that leaven out.
Amen.
Well, we got something special here, don't we? Listen to what it says now. Listen to what it said, though. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Purge out, therefore, the old leaven. You know what that word purge means? To cleanse.
Yes, sir.
Thoroughly. To purify. To rid. To remove. To eliminate. It's time some of us remove this little leaven that we've allowed to come into our homes.
Right.
And into our lives.
Right.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Get rid of it. It'll do you good. Get rid of it. Purge out, therefore, the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump. And as ye are unleavened. Isn't that good?
Amen.
For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
Amen.
We don't like the truth a lot of times.
Come on, right.
Let me tell you how you could tell if you've got a little leaven in your life this morning. I'm going to tell you how you can tell if you've got a little leaven in your life. Something that does not belong there. If thus far, Brother Tracy has made you uncomfortable or mad, you've got some leaven in your life.
That's right.
I'm not running around committing fornication, as you know, but you've got an attitude. And you got some bitterness.
Right.
And you got some rebellion.
Right.
Hello. You got a little disobedience.
Right.
It could be anything. It could be anything. And I may not have even touched on what you really know is in your life. But you are a little mad. You're just a little upset.
Right.
You cannot believe that I got up there and preached about that little girl showing her rear view. Because when you leave here, you wear the same thing.
Yes,
skinny jeans. Gotta get my skinny hip hugging jeans. Well, let them hug your hips, not your rear end. If you go on and get right with God, you get something to pull up around your
head.
Amen.
Hello. Amen.
Wouldn't be trying to show everybody everywhere. Get you a long skirt. Get you another shirt, a shirt with about two more buttons.
Amen.
Get you a tank top put on under it.
Right.
Really want to get right with God.
Amen.
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 Put your cell phone up when you come in the house of God too.
Amen.
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 This ain't no place to be sitting around text messaging while we're in church.
Amen.
Amen. Checking out the internet.
Amen.
Amen. Checking out Facebook. Oh, I just got to see what to put on my Facebook. You can't sit through the church service without pulling out that cell phone. You need to check up.
Amen.
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 Right.
No text messaging here.
Right. Amen.
Amen. We ain't the church down the road.
Amen.
Amen.
There's a lot of them that let you text. There's a lot of them, man, some of the deacons and the pastor's wives and the preacher's wives, they'll text you while they're up for you.
Right.
Right.
That ain't no happen around here.
Amen.
I tell you, if I see one of mine, let me tell you, here's how you'll know Brother Tracy seen one of his girls, one of his kids, one of his son-in-laws, one of his wife, one of his daughter-in-law, or his son, out text messaging in church. I'm going to tell you how you're going to know. Because you're going to see it hit that wall right there.
Amen.
And bust about 1,500
people. Amen. Amen, preacher.
Right. And if you was anything, and your kids pulled down about you, you'd do the same thing.
Amen.
That's good, preacher.
I ain't telling them to put it up. I ain't telling them to take it to the car.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to say, put it right here. And if they don't, I'm going to snatch it out of their hand and against the wall it's going if I'm up preaching and see it.
Amen.
One of mine, get them out. You better be careful.
Amen.
Amen. Sister, you do it to yours because y'all might get mad I break something y'all buy. Ain't that right? That's why I won't do it to y'all's.
Amen, preacher.
Y'all get mad and give me a bill for it. I can just see Brother Eric running me down. Brother Tracy, here's that bill. You throwed Erica's phone against the wall. How in the world we get on that? Amen! I wrote unto you in an epistle not to company with fornicators. Yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world. Now listen to what he's saying here, because you've got to grab hold of this. Now I believe in living a separated life. But I realize we have to work. We have to live in this world, but we don't have to partake of this world. We have to go to work with sinners. We have to go to school with sinners. We have to shop with sinners. I've got sinners in my family that I'm trying to win to the Lord. Well, you listen to what he's saying here. They really, really can use the excuse they just don't know no better. They're not saved. Now, they probably do know better. But they're not saved, and they've got that old evil spirit in them, that old spirit of lust, pulling them around out there in that world. They're doing just anything and everything. And we got to work with them and understand that. But we don't have to live with them and partake of their stuff. But listen to what he's saying here, because this is what I want you to get a hold of. Yet not altogether with the fornicators. Let me start off verse 9 again. I wrote unto you in an epistle not to company with fornicators. Yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world, or with the covetousness, or extortioners, or with idolaters, for then must ye needs to go out of the world. In other words, what he's saying is you can't just live and not associate with the people of the world. But Verse 11. Now I have written unto you not to keep company if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator.
Amen.
Or covetous. Or an idolater. Or a railer. And that's somebody that believes in mischief and is abusive. Hello. Or a drunkard. Or an extortioner. With such a one know not to eat. Hello.
Amen.
Mark them which cause divisions with you.
Amen.
Have no dealings with them.
Amen.
Rebuke him that sinneth openly, that others may fear.
That's right.
Am I in the book?
That's right.
See, you cannot leave this church today and go out here and do these things and think that you're not wrong.
Amen.
See, you're a brother or a sister in Christ. You cannot leave here today and do the things that this book has preached against and think that you're right with God.
Amen.
You know that.
Amen.
You've been taught better this morning.
Amen.
My girls, and I use them as an example. And I could use a lot of the girls. I mean, I really could. I could use just about any girl here. I'm just telling you. I've used my girls. My girls. Promise you this. When we get into church, in the car to come to church in the morning, and we walk through that door, they're not coming up in here with Daisy Dukes on.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
Why? The first of all, they're with me.
Amen.
And I'm the head of my house. Amen. And since I buy most of their clothes, they don't even own a pair.
Amen.
But if they did, they wouldn't wear them to church. Why? Because they've been taught that.
Amen.
Now, I'm not going to say that to somebody comes in here digging, and they're not going to have them come in. You know, you've seen how they do. I mean, short. I mean,
amen.
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 Or at least one that's right. This is what he's talking about. This is what he's saying. He's not talking about them that doesn't know any better and that's out yonder and just wrapped up in sin and come down to the house of God and they're living a lifestyle that they don't know is wrong. Somebody say amen. But if we got to love them, man, we got to preach the word of God to them. We got to teach them what's right and let them realize, hey, this lifestyle's wrong. Somebody say amen. And then they'll change. I promise you, they'll change. Once God brings it into their heart, they'll change.
Amen.
One of mine come in here? And just about most of y'all's come in here like that, and I'm going to say something to them. Because they know better. I know how y'all raised them. He said, for what? Verse 12. But what have I to do to judge them also that are without? Do not ye judge them that are within. But them that are without, God judgeth. Therefore, put away from among yourselves that wicked person.
Amen.
Hello. What are you saying? A little leaven. Leaven is the whole lump. Start letting things in our life, and we don't deal with them. Sooner or later, we'll be hobbling along. Are you hearing me? I've got sense from this. I mean, I'm the smartest man in here. Is that right, Chase? What I'm trying to say is this. I've got sense. I know I'm the smartest man in here. I was hoping something.
home. I'll be here all morning. Question. What's in your life